guys so successful against Kansas City the first time around?
You know, I think we got a lot of first downs. We ran the ball successfully. Our defense did a good job of getting off the field. You know, so we got to do a lot of similar things, and we was at home, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a lot tougher on the road this time around, so we understand the challenge that's at hand, and we all got there to execute with, you know, great detail.
You know, teams change a lot. Have they changed a lot throughout the season?
You know, not really. I mean, you know, they got a couple injuries and you know, things like that, but, I mean, they're really still the same team. You know, obviously over the course of the season, they got better at what they do and you know, and got – great detail in their work. So, of course, they're playing great football right now. They protect the football. They get a lot of takeaways. I think they're the first in the league. And plus minus turnover margin. So, those guys will be a challenge. You know, obviously, we got to protect the ball and, you know, obviously try to get some takeaways from them.
You talked about the atmosphere. Do you remember what it was like last year and how loud it was?
Yes. You know, it was like one of the most fun stadiums I've played in my career. You know, and I think it's going to be even more you know, exciting this time around. You know, it's a playoff game. It's probably going to be louder, you know. I mean, those guys, you know, they're probably out seeking blood. We don't beat them earlier in the year. So they're going to have a mindset kind of we had against Miami. You know, they get a rematch and they feel like they probably didn't play as well last time. So they want to come out and give us all they got.
What did that do for you guys in the Dolphins?
It gave us motivation. You know what I mean? I think when we played the Dolphins, you know, we knew they beat us the first game. We didn't come out and play well. Those guys kind of handed it to us, you know. So we took the mindset that we wasn't going to let it happen again, you know. So I get the same, you know, kind of feeling that Kansas City going to have that same type of mindset. We got to go out there, obviously not allow it to affect the way we play. We got to go out there and do our thing, execute, run the ball well, stop the run, and obviously protect the football.
Olivia, there was a report yesterday, obviously, where you compared yourself to Steph Curry in terms of how you might be changing the running back position. How do you think you can change the perception of the running back position, the way you play, particularly in the playoffs?
When I made that statement with the Steph Curry thing, I was really talking about, you know, in the sense of, you know, I run the ball differently than, you know, guys that play football. You know, I run the ball differently when, you know, Steph Curry, he kind of plays the game of basketball differently. You know, he kind of has guys, you know, everybody want to shoot the three from deep, you know, and that's what I mean in that situation. I'm not necessarily comparing my skill set to his skill set, you know, on his NBA platform, my NFL platform. I'm just kind of saying, right. I'm just saying I'm a little different. I'm different from running the ball, just like, you know, he's different from playing basketball out there and playing like other point guards. He's different.
I imagine the patience when you're playing at a place like Arrowhead, that patience you have at the line of scrimmage, letting the play develop. Think that can benefit in a place like that?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think, you know, I'm going to go out there, you know, run the ball, pick and choose my holes the way I can. You know what I mean? I think those guys are going to be real good up front. You know, Poe is one of the better D linemen we're going to face. You know, so obviously our O-line got a good, you know, a good challenge ahead of them. You know, Eric Berry is a great safety in the back end. You know, their star linebacker is out. But, you know, they got Houston back. So, I mean, they got good pass rushers, good corners. So it's going to be a good challenge. You know, I mean, those guys do a good job of ball hawking. You see their corners and DBs attack the ball at the highest point. And not only that, they're able to take it to the house, too. So we got to do a great job of, you know, protecting the football. I mean, because those guys capitalize on turnovers. And that's what's been striving them through this season and getting them over the hump and having these crazy win streaks and ultimately why they tore them for.